What do you see?
The howling. Somewhere in this city, in this human jungle, it begins.
What do you see?
What's there?
What do you see, Karen?
What's there?
Somewhere in these woods, in this primal, sensuous, secret place, lies an experience to terrify for words. And now, all anyone can do is watch and wait.
Night, I'm gonna show you something. Make you believe.
The howling.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? What a fucking intro. And it's probably going to stay unedited, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. So the first thing that you heard was the actual theme song from The Howling at the end of the movie. It's pretty cheesy. It's only a couple seconds, and it's actually on the Blu-ray to the actual movie. On the Blu-ray menu, I mean. So that's pretty cool. I finally watched The fucking Howling yesterday. After not having watched it for so very many years. I think I watched this movie when I couldn't have been more than 9 or 10. That's how old school and that's how fucking crazy it was back then that a 9 or 10 year old can watch a movie like this and remember it and have it burned into their brains and grow to cherish and love this movie. But enough about that. I should probably intro the show, in case you don't know. Hello and welcome to episode, let's call this 43 of Roaming Reigns, the Roaming Reigns Spook Radio Hour, Pirate Radio Hour, spooky stuff. Well, this isn't going to be a Halloween theme. Well, it might be, I don't know. But this is El Paso's best motherfucking podcast, bar none anyway, so welcome. Episode 43, day 196 of No Social Media. How many days until election? I can't remember off the top of my head, but early voting is next Tuesday, October 13th. So, and it's also Columbus Day weekend. So for Sopranos fans, it's going to be an interesting one. Coming back to you live from the bunker, live on the Chromebook, live and in color, unedited, uncensored, raw. I had to make a correction, first of all. And again, welcome. Welcome, Nikki. Welcome, Jessica, Robin, everybody that listens, Amy, Nina, Britt, Alex, anybody that listens, anybody in England, Ireland, Scotland, Russia, Canada, Netherlands, Ontario, Canada, any of the Canadian provinces, Newfoundland, Iceland, Greenland. I'm not saying those are provinces, but anywhere in the area. I wanted to make one correction, the first one I've ever made on this program. On the last uncensored episode I made, I said the Witches remake was going to be... I think I said the Witches remake is on Netflix. I meant to say The Witches, the movie where the Angelica Houston and the little boy turns into a mouse and his grandma believes in witches and they're all horrible witches underneath like human costumes. That original Witches movie is on Netflix. The remake is coming out with what's her name from Devil Wears Prada? Fucking forgot her name. Oh, Anne Hathaway, fucking Princess Diaries, is going to be in the Robert Zemeckis remake, which is going to be on HBO Max. But anyway, that was the only correction I wanted to make. So what am I going to call episode 43 of this podcast? And thank you everyone for listening, even though it's a little hastily thrown together, but I think this is going to work out perfect. So thank you to everyone who's listened. Number one topic that I want to talk about. I still have kitten fever, so. So that means I keep seeing the kittens daily. I keep seeing videos of these beautiful black kittens, and I can't have them yet, so. That's fucking fun. But I'm using a lot of horror movies and reading and writing and keeping busy to kind of steer away from that depression. In case you guys did listen to last week's episode, I was feeling pretty shitty. What a difference a day makes, a week makes. Feeling a lot better now as I sip my cold brew pumpkin spice coffee. Time for good news, bad news. Good news, I can record this pretty quickly, not edit it. Hear that magic. I can record this podcast fairly quickly, not edit the motherfucker, not worry about it. You hear me stutter and mumble and get it out as soon as possible. I still have those two shows in the bag. I still have some two AOW minutes in there. I think I'm going to do one today. Because that's the first thing I'll talk about is there were three episodes of At Our Worst podcast that were released sometime last February, March, April, May, sometime last spring, 2019. And for almost a year, there they stayed, unbothered, unplayed, probably. Well, except for me, when I finally had some time during the lockdown to listen to shit. But now, the only episode that I have is the first one, the half-hour one. And the other two have been scrubbed from the feed, from the internet. I thought I still had all three of them, but I don't know if when you erase the feed, it deletes everything, even stuff that you downloaded. But I can try and recreate most of the latter two episodes. I believe the last two episodes of AOW, which is episodes 2 and 3. The trilogy, the limited series of At Our Worst podcast from Canada. I believe there were an hour each almost, hour and change. So about 2.5, maybe close to 3 hours total. The first one I still have. I'm going to play some of that for you. Parts of it, tidbits, maybe another minute. And then I'm going to try and recreate the rest of the shit from memory. But I'm not going to do that right now. I want to talk about, it's fucking October. It's 20, what's today? I didn't even give the date or the time, and I should. It is fucking Saturday, October 10th, 2020. It's noon. Started a little bit before noon because I wanted to get some of the little Howling ditty and the Howling trailer there. The Howling trailer's on YouTube and you can enjoy it. The Howling's not streaming anywhere. I actually got lucky and was able to find a two-pack or a double feature Blu-ray that has John Carpenter's The Fog, the original. I haven't seen the remake, but I think Tom Welling from Smallville is in it. I haven't seen it. and The Howling, directed by Joe Dante, 1980, starring Dee Wallace, E.T.'s mom, starring Robert Picardo, a bunch of other people that I've never, just a whole bunch of white people, I should say. There's only a couple of black people in the show, the movie A Cop, and yeah, I think it's a detective. Is the only black person in LA in the movie, but still pretty cool. 1980, like, this is pretty awesome. If Frank Five and Brian Johnson were to do an 80s and 80, I wish they would do The Howling. But I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to fucking wax too intellectual other than to say it's one of a handful of werewolf movies that I've enjoyed since I was fucking in short pants, since I was a kid. I remember exactly when I watched this. It had to be in the 90s, and it had to be, they show on Mexican TV in October or around Halloween in around the 90s and maybe the early 2000s, but I think I wasn't even a teenager. They showed all the fucking Howling movies on TV, all of them, unedited, except for the nudity. I think they would take out the tits. There's marginal tits. In the first Howling, there's a scene of werewolf sex. Oh no, there's also like a porno arcade in the Sunset Strip or somewhere in downtown LA where the protagonist, Dee Wallace, E.T.'s mom, the mom from Cujo, goes to meet this strangler, mangler, killer, played by Robert Picardo. The doctor from Star Trek The Next Generation, or the asshole, what's his name? Clamp. Yeah, the Clamp Industries exec from Gremlins 2 with the butt chin that ends up with the female gremlin. He plays Eddie Quist, the serial killer who's like the lead, the main fucking werewolf, and it's fucking badass. He's badass in this. Before all of those other credits, I always thought this guy was fucking weird and creepy and awesome for this movie. But anyway, so you've probably heard about The Howling, you just don't remember. So in the first Scream movie, the Wes Craven movie, a girl goes up to Jamie Kennedy in the video store and asks him, what's that werewolf movie with E.T.'s mom in it? And he says, The Howling, horror straight ahead. So that's kind of a nod for the horror movie nerds and shit. I don't know why I like this movie so much. It's pretty standard. There's an incident in the beginning. The killer gets shot at a nudie booth, at a porn booth. He makes her watch like a gangbang movie and shit. She's traumatized. She's a news lady, by the way. So they send her to this colony, this retreat. It turns out the colony is comprised of werewolves. All the people that she meets there, the weirdos, the old people, this British doctor, the fucking sheriffs, the shit kickers, everyone's a fucking werewolf. And they're related to Quist. So I'm not going to spoil it much more than that, but it's pretty fucking awesome. And Dee Wallace, I've always, even in E.T., even though she was kind of annoying in E.T. and in other movies where she's played the mom, like in Cujo, she's always the mom and she's always being attacked by beasts or whatever. So in her early work, like 80s and stuff, I want to say she still is, not to sound weird or anything, but I mean, she's a beautiful lady, but in this early stuff, especially in The Howling, even more so than Cujo, I think, or E.T., I think in The Howling she's very, very beautiful, attractive. There's no nudity of her or anything like that. I just think she's a beautiful lady, and she can act, and I can't spoil it, but she can act her ass off. And then when she started working with Rob Zombie in the Halloween remake and Lords of Salem and shit, and then fucking Three from Hell, it's like, holy fuck. She's literally gone from working with Spielberg to Zombie, which I think is pretty awesome. So I like that. But I'll pause there about The Howling. I've done 15 minutes. I'm going to try and do about an hour maybe, so I'm going to break it up into chunks. So how am I feeling this week? Not as shitty. It's October 10th. I've been doing yoga since the first of the month. Cue the Bone Thugs and Harmony song. It's the first of the month. I don't have that, but imagine that song. So I've been doing yoga, trying to sleep. I only got 6 hours of sleep last night, but I'm fine. Drinking only one cup of coffee a day has actually worked out for me. I'm pretty good about falling asleep now. So the yoga's been helping. I've been going on walks. It's funny, the last days of September, full moon. So where I go out there to walk, now you can hear the fucking coyotes. So it sounds like the Dracula scene from the 1930s movie where the wolves are howling and shit. And the remake. So it sounds like that out there, coyotes and shit. So it's been pretty gnarly. I've been catching up on podcasts and stuff. Been listening to Bill Burr. Listening to some TESDy, of course. Some other bonus stuff. Speaking of podcasts, I cannot believe how I found this, but I'll say it. So on Bumble, and this will tie in nicely to the AOW minute later on, because what the fuck? Okay, so on the AOW minute, then I'll come back to this podcast that I want to talk about. On the AOW stuff, they talk about dating sites, Bumble, Tinder, and there's another H-sounding dating site that I can't remember. It's not Hangouts, it's something else. They say it's like LinkedIn, but it's, I don't know. Dating site with an H. Oh, it's called Hinge. Hinge. Sorry, I had to do a little Google searching there while I'm recording, which is kind of cool. So yeah, they're talking about another dating site called Hinge where it's, I don't know, it's rudimentary and it looks like LinkedIn, but whatever. So on Bumble, was my point, is I was looking through some profiles and I saw this girl's profile and she says, oh, I have a podcast and blah, blah, blah. The name of the podcast, I can't tell you what it is, but I will give you a substitute for the name. A substitute for the name, and then if you want to try and find it, you can. But it blew my fucking mind when I saw the name of the podcast that this girl is advertising, and all her socials and everything have this name. Now, it didn't strike me so much as, you know, it's not that, oh, not interesting or weird, or I'm not going to. Well, I want to say I wouldn't want to pursue a fellow podcaster because she'd use me as fodder as much as I'd comment about her as on the podcast. I mean, I don't know. If I was serious about somebody, I don't think I would mention them or try to keep that part of my life separate. But this girl, as far as I know, since she's only started recording like 4 or 5 months ago, she already has like fucking 20 episodes. They're all about 30 minutes a pop. Not disparaging it other than the name. Well, maybe the name and the content. I haven't really listened. I try to listen. She's got one ad, and it's for voting. So it's all right. I haven't gotten any ads yet, but whatever. I do it for the love. So anyway, I'm not going to say the name of this podcast that this girl has. And I think she's from Texas, somewhere in Texas. I don't know where. Bumfuck, middle of Texas, somewhere. I'm sure you can find it, but this girl's podcast, the name, I'm going to use substitutes for the name of the podcast. So it's the name of the podcast sounds like or is similar to a hoe with ethics or a floozy with scruples, something like that. A hoe with standards. You can guess what it actually means, but to self-identify on a show or a podcast or a brand as that, I don't know, it just kind of takes me out of the whole thing for me. So that's if I was to say, if I was to call a hypothetical show or program like a serial killer with a heart. If I was to call a show that, would people listen? Or a serial killer with a heart of gold, or an arsonist with a conscience or an arsonist that does good deeds or an evildoer with a good heart. It's contradictory, the name. I don't know. Maybe I'm sounding judgy, but whatever. And no offense to any of the female listeners, Nikki, Nina, Britt, Amy, whoever else listens, even if they won't admit it, any of the Canadian contingency, Ireland, Netherlands, Mexico, Spain, Argentina, stick with me here. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you, Spotify. Fuck you, SoundCloud. But I don't know, like, it's like one of those shows where guys we fucked, or, I mean, I get the whole sexual liberation thing or whatever, but you're going to lead off with that? Is that going to be your brand? Like, oh, I'm a gigolo with a heart. What if the tables were turned and I was like, what if I was a MILF or GILF hunter with a heart of gold? Or if I was, what do you call a billionaire or a millionaire that's charitable? MILF hunter, GILF hunter, philanthropist, charity worker, whatever. What do you call that? What if that was the name of the show? It's like, I do good deeds, but I'm also a social pariah. I don't know, that's pretty fucked up, but I tried. I maybe listened to like the intro and then I was like, I can't. I read the episode descriptions and she's got like 3 iTunes reviews, which, by the way, if anyone has the time or the energy, please, please, or tell a friend. Show's Twitter at ROAMING REIGNZ at Twitter, or the email dead_Rufio@yahoo. But also, I never thought about this. And me doing this for 2 years, I never asked anyone to leave an iTunes review or any sort of review wherever you can. Just what you really think. 5 stars preferable. Preferable. There it is, raw and uncensored and unedited. But if you guys want to leave a review, I would appreciate it. And thanks again for listening, telling a friend, even if you listen sparingly, thank you. Also, we're up to, at least in the metrics I saw, we're almost up to 1,200 plays. So thanks for that, ladies and germs. Now, before I get to AOW and the whole notion of why you would scrub everything, more than likely because I've been mentioning at our worst on this podcast. And I felt like I was doing it respectfully and out of love. It wasn't a harsh dissection or criticism or denouncing of that fucking show, but I don't know. Some people are too potato chip skinned to go with the flow, but more on AOW in the next segment. I think I might try 3 segments. I'm not sure. But before I get to that, a little sports. So the Packers are 4-0. They played Monday Night Football this past Monday against the Falcons. I didn't watch the show. I didn't watch the game, I should say. It was on ESPN. I don't have ESPN. But so I decided like I could spend my time trying to hunt for the show on Monday or do yoga, get ready, and go for a walk. So I did that, and I just kept up with the scores, and it ended up they've been scoring a lot, like fucking over 30 points all their games. So I think they're not being live crowds or people in the stands has actually helped our season. So I'm stoked about that. So that's cool. What else should I talk about? So before I continue to the next segment, I have been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. I watched all the Evil Dead movies. Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, started Ash vs. Evil Dead. I'm about to finish season 1. Also completed Stranger Things season 1. Got to move on to season 2. There's a lot of shit that I need to watch. What else did I watch? I watched Child's Play. I bought the Blu-ray at Target. It was $4.99, so there's a lot of deals and shit. What else? American Werewolf in London. I already watched that. I watched The Wolfman. I've been watching the black and white Universal Monster movies on Peacock. Oh, I watched King Kong, the original, which is fucking crazy. I like it. It's so old and rudimentary, but it's fucking cool. And then the 3-hour Peter Jackson remake, which, oddly enough, Naomi Watts, I'm not a huge fan of hers except for 21 Grams, but she was really good in that for some reason. I don't remember Peter Jackson's King Kong being that good. And apparently the director's cut is like fucking 3 hours and 20 minutes for one movie. Like, he's notorious for making long, epic movies. Like, him and Christopher Nolan, I think, make the longest movies in recent times. But mostly Halloween stuff. Started watching The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. Haven't finished it. So that takes care of movies. Haven't been catching up on wrestling and stuff. Been reading. Been trying to finish up the books that I had. So I watched also The Arrival with Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner and Forrest Whitaker. That shit was fucking bullshit. It was a fucking bullshit movie. I mean, it was dramatic, but like, they suck you in with, oh, there's aliens and shit, and they just show you how to like send your thoughts through time. Really, it was a fucking waste. Should stick to the War of the Worlds or fucking real alien movies, which ironically I'm wearing a face hugger shirt that I got for Christmas one day. It's pretty fucking awesome. It's a gray shirt, but it fits perfect, and it's the fucking face hugger with the balls hanging and the fucking spider legs, and it says alien on it. So fucking love this shirt. What else? Well, right now I have all the Halloweens 2 through 5 on hold at the library. I have The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing. I have a whole bunch of stuff I want to watch. I want to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but I have to figure out how to... Well, I actually can just watch it on my laptop, plug it in into the TV and do that. I watched one episode of Titans. That's the only non-Halloween shit I've been watching right now. And now on to music. Eddie Van Halen passed away a couple days ago. It's fucking sad. Van Halen's the shit. If you know, if you don't know, Van Halen won. Well, all the Van Halens really, but fucking Running with the Devil, Eruption, all that shit. That shit is golden, man. Fucking. And of course, Beat It and the solo he did for Beat It. And it's sad because Eddie Van Halen, another guitar hero, gone. And of course, Dimebag was big into Eddie Van Halen. And so there's that. And it's fucking sad. So I've been listening to a lot of Van Halen. Even Bill Burr talked about Van Halen on his podcast. So I had to check out the song that he mentioned that he was listening to called Mean Streets. It's pretty dope. So that was a bummer. And then I saw a recent interview with Dave Mustaine from Megadeth on YouTube, and Dave Mustaine looks skinny and a little frail, and he's wearing a beanie, so I don't know if his cancer treatment's hell, but all this shit is a bummer. All the guitar heroes and stuff just, you know, kind of hurting a little bit. I don't want it to be too depressing, but I'm trying to keep my chin up. You know, music. I've been listening to jazz to take my naps. I've been listening to jazz and classical and calming stuff to mellow me out before I go to sleep at night. And I've been trying to catch up on The Sopranos too, which I think it's all going to take a back burner since we're already like 21 days removed from Halloween. So 21 days, kitties. I miss kitties, black kitties. Another bummer, the VIP guests will not be able to make it this month, which is understandable. It's a bummer to me, but I'll live. I mean, it's nice to have plans and to look forward to stuff, but of course things change and I gotta be flexible and not take things too roughly or too harshly. So hopefully when the VIP guest returns or when I make my way out west, something will come of it. So for now, it's going to be all me anyway, so no worries there. I've got about 45 seconds, so I'll take a little pause here. Fuck local radio still. Fuck all the other local El Paso podcasts. Did I really say that? Well, I don't think there's that many, or I don't think there's any now on my feed anymore. All the local Paso podcasts petered out, except for the local morning radio show that just transfers their show to podcast, but they suck. But I'll be back in just a bit. I just gotta take a 5 minute breather and I shall return. So I won't say al rato, I'll say I'll be back. I shall return. Just a sec. Vato, orale. And we have returned. I just had to do that because I decide what goes up and what doesn't. At least on my shit. And I think on the last episode, and again, welcome back. You are back to episode 43, part two. It might be a three-parter, I'm not sure. I'm feeling it. Feeling creative today. No bullet points, no notes. I'm just going off the top of my head, because fuck it. That's how Burr does it, so I'm going to do it. Wait, so now you're going back to the Burr format. Are you going to do the Burr format? Is that what you're doing? Do a podcast. You want to do my podcast? Join the network. Talking gobbledy-dobbly, or talking gobbledy-gooey. Fucking baby talk. Random, I know. Welcome back. Episode 43, back. Took a little break. Fucking around with Anchor, just doing it old school. Uncensored, unedited. Hopefully I don't stutter, so I'm going to try and speak slowly, clearly, audibly. Reducing the background noise. It's crazy. It's fucking almost middle of October. It's still 90 degrees out here. If you can believe it. It's manageable in the bunker. At night, it's fucking cool and chilly in the morning. And right now, it's 80s. Not last week was almost 100. So there's your fucking weather report. In El Paso. El Paso's West Texas. El Paso. So hopefully you guys are getting a better sense of fall, autumn, autumnal foliage, leaves where you are, but enjoy it. I don't really miss this summer. What I miss is working, so that's going to be fun. What I miss is planning vacations and shit. Still not there yet. About the other things I discussed, I finally took care of that goddamn fucking toilet and the leak and all that shit. Squared shit away with the fucking water company. So I'm hoping by the time they read the meter on the 29th, they don't fuck me over. But that's what you gotta do when you're a grown-up, is when you're a broke-ass college student. I'm not a college student. I am broke, though. But you have to duke it out and talk it out with the fucking power company and the utility company to make sure that everything stays on. So there you go. As far as everything on the home front, it's kind of mellow now. My mom got a haircut and a perm. It's so odd because for the longest time, almost 10 years, she's had just long, straight hair. And now it's shorter, not as short, and perm. They're curly, and it's just, it doesn't look bad. It's just odd. I'm not used to it. It's like as if I were to shave, or when I shaved my head last year, and I imagine I would look as odd to somebody. Just wanted a special shout out. So when the homie and whoever's joining your party up in the woods, just don't read from the Book of the Dead. Don't read from the Necronomicon, and you'll be fine. Bring a chainsaw and a shotgun. You should be fine. I find that a lot of people around here always go to Ruidoso, New Mexico. It's a forest in New Mexico. Stay up in cabins and shit, and they're skiing and all this shit. I've never once contemplated going up to the woods, sleeping outside or sleeping in a fucking cabin, because I've seen Evil Dead since I was a kid. So I was like, no, fuck no. No thanks. Not to mention, it's just odd to me sleeping outside, camping outside. But surely when and if I find someone that I'm dating, and they'll probably be into that shit, and I'll be like, no, I'm not into that. Yeah, I find a lot of people that I see, speaking of dating, a lot of people that I see on dating sites, and something that makes me laugh is they're very outdoorsy, woodsy, and they just do all these activities, and I'm like, I don't do that. I don't shoot guns, I don't own a gun, and this is Texas. By God, you're supposed to get a gun when you're born in Texas. When you're born in Texas, they give you a gun. No, they don't. But anyway, yeah, girls with their fucking guns, with their fucking custom fucking gun stock and shit, and all this bullshit, and scopes and fishing equipment. Girls that like to, everybody likes to hike for some reason. I like to hike, urban hike, or just go for walks is what I call it. Everybody likes to fish. Everybody likes to fucking I saw one just recently, a girl on one of these dating sites was like, oh, the best experience of my life is tandem skydiving, and she misspelled tandem. And that's how I knew I couldn't actually try and have a conversation with somebody. And I'm sure tandem skydiving is fun, but it's not the same thing as skydiving by yourself. You're literally skydiving with another person behind you, so they're using you as a fucking mattress for safety or whatever. But yeah, everybody's got to have their thing, which is exhausting and kind of irritating. Like, oh, this is my thing. My thing is this, or my thing is that. It's kind of annoying. All right. Real confession. True confession time. I was listening to a bit of AOW on my walk last night, just as a refresher to try and figure out what I'm going to talk about today. And right away, as soon as the music hit and the theme, I just had to roll my eyes because, and I don't know, it could have gone somewhere. It could have had some success. And I've always thought that, but like, what the fuck? There's a segment where one of the hosts, I won't say who, but they mentioned that they were approached by somebody that they had known or seen on a dating app or profile. And the way she sets it up is, it was so awkward and strange. Not weird. I maintain the argument against what they posed, the notion that dating is weird, and it's weird for everybody. And I contend, once again, I purport, I assert, big words, motherfuckers. That's why this is the best El Paso pod ever. Undisputed. Anyway, the reason I assert that dating is not weird but awkward is because, yeah, you literally have to build a relationship and a friendship and a repertoire. Ooh, fancy word. Did I say that right? Waltz style repertoire. Build a rapport with somebody from scratch. So getting approached by somebody that you know of online isn't in and of itself weird or odd. It's just unexpected or unprecedented. But the way she made it sound was like, oh, this is the strangest thing, or this is so cringeworthy. And then the comment right after is she ended up dating this person for 6 months, so, or a handful of months, I don't even know, it doesn't matter. But that kind of didn't make sense. It's like, so it was weird that a guy approached you. I'm sure guys approach you all the time, probably a little different now because of the pandemic. I don't know how shit works in Canada. By the way, I still will one day go to Oh So Good, maybe try their cake and their coffee, or maybe I'll go to Tim Hortons, who cares. Yes, I will just go there for the fucking food and pancakes and maybe Letterkenny is the real fucking reason. I mean, I don't know anyone in Canada really, so. And I keep hearing the Winnipeg where where Chris Jericho's from, it sucks, so I don't know. But, by the way, on the 12th, which I think is Columbus's birthday, I will try and get another Rona test. I haven't been out and about much. It's just, you know, these fuckers, they like to have the testing sites open like once or twice a month. And, of course, I have to take full advantage of these things, especially if I'm going to go vote the day after. So I really wish they would do it after Election Day, but fuck it. And I'm going to go vote locally. I think the nearest early voting site here is a couple miles away, maybe 2-3 miles. It's at a high school I've never been to. It's a new high school. And I'm going to go in person, and I'm going to vote for whoever the fuck I want to vote for. And it really shouldn't matter to you how I vote, or I'm not going to say how or who I voted for. Maybe 4 years from now on an episode, mark my words, maybe I'll tell you. But for right now, it doesn't matter, and it shouldn't matter, so. People are free to vote however the fuck they want if they're legal, old enough to vote. And that should be that. And you shouldn't sever ties with somebody just because of how they vote. Never discuss politics is what I'm saying. It's the worst. That's people at their worst. But yeah, so AOW. And then I had to revisit the Shane Dawson, Chuck E. Cheese I had to revisit the Shane Dawson Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy bullshit. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Oh, I think they were trying to set up the other host, Miss Loud Cackle. And I say that, again, warmly and lovingly. It's just she has a loud laugh. Not to mention the fact that she probably knew there was a microphone there, but you don't laugh into a mic. I mean, one day I might, but I might just do it from back here. Anyway, she mentioned the Shane Dawson bullshit. Shane Dawson is still trash, Alicia, by the way. I don't know if you've heard or not, but... And Jeffree Star, too. I mean, I'm sure he's great at all the makeup and bullshit, but apparently he had some assault and shit and paying off victims stuff. I don't know. I don't really look into that. It was just on the Reddit news stuff about Jeffree Star. And I guess he makes music, but I don't give a fuck. I don't listen to this shit. I don't wear makeup, so I just... Am I really condemning them on this podcast? It's just... I don't get the appeal. Same with Shane Dawson. He's got books and stuff, and then he made some crybaby apology video for some bullshit. Who cares? I've never heard of any of these YouTubers, influencers, and shit until they're either in some shit or bowing down and apologizing and shit for bullshit. So, but I guess if that's their livelihood, which brings me to my second oldest niece told my mom that she wants to be an actor and a singer, and holy fuck. I hope that's just a little fad, because I mean, I would support her if that's what she really wanted, but I don't know. It's, I don't know about that, being in the spotlight. And again, we'd be very supportive. My youngest niece is very artsy. She draws, she colors and stuff, and very creative. We made Halloween decorations together. Still haven't gotten pumpkins or gone to the pumpkin patch yet, but I hope so. They're shutting down schools. They're shutting down youth sports because fucking Rona's spiking here. Motherfuckers, I swear. Anyway, if my second oldest niece wants to be an actress or sing, then I will support her. I mean, I don't... That's not something I ever wanted. Fuck that. I mean, there's this, but this has a certain sort of comfort for me. It's not about looks. It's just... about what you say or what you think, and who wants to listen, and who wants to talk about the YouTuber that married this guy and he used to be a human trafficker. What the fuck does that have to do with dating? That's either a news story or it's sensationalized or makes it seem extreme. But I guess that's why people watch Dateline and How to Get Away with Murder and all this shit. The Murderino stuff. Those fucking serial killer murder, favorite murder, How to Kill People podcast, the Unsolved Mysteries, the forensic podcast, or shit that I don't give a fuck about. I don't have any interest in. I like fictional serial killers and then maybe some of the Manson stuff, but not enough to delve into or to read the fucking Helter Skelter book or any of that bullshit. When it gets too real, it's too fucked up. Like, I did watch the first season of Manhunter. I might watch the second one. And, of course, Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, all that shit. But real stuff. Oh, and the Hannibal TV show, which is superb. By the way, I was wearing the Minnesota Shrike Hannibal fucking with horns shirt from Hannibal the TV show. Like, that's the fucking most fucked up image of Mads Mikkelsen as Hannibal Lecter with the horns and shit. All grayed out and, like, wide eyes. I have that shirt. I wore it. Walking, freak people out. Halloween shirt week continues. So I've worn the Aliens face hugger, the King Kong shirt, fucking Minnesota Shrike. I think I've got the Ghostbusters left, and I wish I had a Texas Chainsaw shirt. I have the Friday the 13th shit here. I have all this shit sorted and ready to go. So I think the last week I'll do Dawn of the Dead, Boris Karloff, Frankenstein, all that good shit. I remember I used to really be into, like, Walgreens, Walmart, Halloween swag and shirts. I had a Friday the 3rd, Nightmare on Elm Street 2 shirt. I think I donated it or I left it at my ex's. I don't know. Fuck, I like that shirt. And it's funny, though, now all the shirts that I bought originally that were large, I get to squeeze into them again and I actually fit. So the weight loss is slow but steady. I just gotta remember not to indulge so much in the Halloween candy. Speaking of Halloween, I watched Herbie Halloween or whatever, Herbie Dubois, the Sandler Netflix thing. It's actually pretty funny. It was a little gross and disgusting, but it had its good moments. I'm not going to spoil it, but I liked it. Everybody who's anybody's in it, and it was pretty hilarious. It was like the Waterboy's Halloween, kind of like that. What else? Oh, I started watching The Haunting of Bly Manor last night. Got through episode one. Pretty spooky and creepy. I like The Haunting of Hill House. It was really good. I like Mike Flanagan. I liked Oculus and Ouija, Origin of Evil. And, of course, what he did with Dr. Sleep was excellent. So it's pretty. I liked it. It's different. It's not like gross out scare or cheap jump scares. So I liked it. I'm going to keep watching that. I don't know. What else? Should I continue with AOW now? I don't know. Okay, so in the first episode, they talk about that. They talk about the human trafficker. They talk about going on dates and having the dates not listen to them and shit, and getting approached by guys, ended up dating them, and then leaving that guy for another guy from online. And that's fine. That's what human beings do. And that, I think, segues into the second or third episode where they talk about monogamy. Oh, yeah, the second episode, it's very long. I think second or third were one of the longest. Where one of the hosts, I think Miss Loud Cackle, she watched Monogamy Explained on Netflix, and so she's talking about monogamy and how humans aren't meant to be monogamous, and then they talk about monogamy and dating. And dating people who... Oh, yeah, I think in the first episode, the main host talks about dating somebody for a while and finding out they're married. So that's interesting. Interesting. So there's that. And I think episode two is when they talk about monogamy and can human beings do that, and are we meant to be with one person? I think they talk about marriage, and then there's a story about an incident at a bar, at a pub in England somewhere. It's something that I'd heard prior to listening to this anyway, but as I heard it on the podcast and then I recalled the story afterwards, I'm like, there's some embellishments there. I mean, of course there was alcohol involved and stuff, and of course you want to make it interesting and sensational, so I don't know, there's just little things that were just slightly turned up to 11, but it's all right. I think in episode 3, what I take away from episode 3 of AOW was there was a discussion. It was like a very existential discussion about life and the stars and aliens. It went all over the fucking place. Like, I don't know if they vaped or smoked or did peyote or ayahuasca or what. Or LSD, ecstasy, Molly, whatever. But it got very existential. Like, who are we? What's up in the stars, and have you read Plato's Republic? Which to me was a bit vexing as to what that has to do with dating in the modern world, but it made for some interesting listening. I kind of bummed I didn't like back up those last two episodes. I'm sure I can find them somewhere. I can scour the internet for them, but at least I'm glad I have the first episode, the theme song, the sign off, and everything. I think the world needs a brand new episode of AOW, don't you? And if you know who they are, you can tag them and find them and hashtag AOW. Yes, you should do that. I'm not going to do that because I don't have Twitter or anything. I don't give a fuck. But if any of yous have that, you should tweet out AOW. Yes. Let them know you want this shit back. I still maintain I do. It's like, what's the harm? I don't get, like, why is this such a shameful or regretful thing to put something out and then, especially something as innocuous as a podcast? It's not like it's a nude photo or a sex tape or fucking some sort of manifesto against some offensive shit or anything like that. No. Oh, which reminds me about dating profiles. Everyone that has to virtue signal that Black Lives and All Lives Matter. I've seen all walks on dating profiles on Bumble. Not so much Tinder, I don't know. I haven't tried Tinder, but Bumble for sure. Where on their profile, girls have to be like, if you vote for Trump, don't talk to me, or fuck you. Or if you don't like fat girls, swipe left. Or if you don't acknowledge that Black Lives Matter, fuck you. Or other people that are like, all lives matter. I'm like, okay, why is it a fucking thing? I hate these fucking profiles with agendas or political subtext and shit. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, you're really vetting. I mean, I'm not saying you should date a fucking Nazi or a racist or a fucking misanthropic prick or misogynist, but to use that like you're that triggered by current events that you have to like get on a dating site and plant your flag there. Like, if you're not into guns, don't talk to me. If you're not a Republican, don't talk to me. Oh, I saw a profile of a girl. She looked to be Hispanic, but she's like women for Trump, Hispanic for Trump, wearing the fucking MAGA hat, the fucking American flag swag with the MAGA hat. I'm like, all right, she's a girl. She's Hispanic, local, I think. She likes Trump, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I wouldn't date her, but I'm not going to put out on my profile or anything or out into the ether. Like, if you vote this way, I don't want to fucking date you, or I'm not even going to talk to you. I guess you find out stuff from people by talking to them directly, but you're going to plant those flags and let people see who you vote for, how you lean. That's people give other people too much power by oversharing, which is the whole genesis of why I'm going almost. I think I'm going to go for the full year, just no socials and no alcohol or nothing heavier than caffeine, or maybe the occasional headache medicine. I haven't even taken a leave or anything. Maybe a buffer. Wink. I was talking to my homie Amy, and we were talking a little bit. She's religious, which is fine. She's Christian. I was raised Catholic, baptized, never finished the sacraments or anything, but she's Christian, and we're always kind of... I admire that she's religious that way, and that she questions faith, and we're the same way like that, even though I'm not a Christian, or I don't read the Bible, or go to church, or anything like that. Maybe I'm a heathen in some people's eyes or whatever, but I was raised in it and I just don't feel like going. But anyway, we talk sometimes about, or text or whatever, about like if God is all-knowing and all-powerful, but he gives us free will, so how can that be? Or, you know, questioning stuff like that, the dichotomy, the ins and outs of what is stated in religious texts, like the Bible and shit. And I'm getting too existential, so this is not at our worst. This is the Roman Reigns podcast. But I just like talking to her about it and just listening and you know, just offering that you shouldn't be ashamed or you shouldn't be chastised for being religious or voting the way you do or anything like that. And just in talking to her about that, it's like, okay, the election's stressful and family stuff right now is stressful. Like, three generations of families in one house is stressful, and then I can relate. And my mom's overtly religious, a little too much sometimes. And, you know, not trying to have arguments or discussions about that or politics or religion. And the old generation's old and cranky, and the young generation's got to question shit, but we're also, like, questioning everything else and wondering what's true or what's not and who can we trust, because there's been a shitload of betrayals in this generation, I want to say. Anyone born from 80 and beyond. I'm talking about the new generation. Don't give a fuck about the... It's all about 83, baby. All about 83, but... I don't know. It's nice to have somebody to kind of talk about that stuff, and then, of course, you know, discuss horror movies and shit like that. Before you get your fucking panties in a bunch or whatever. It's just a friend. But anyway. No, it's interesting. It's like... It's kind of cool, like, how she touches on religion very lightly, like I'm going to be very judgmental. But I'm not. By the way, McDonald's, Alicia, yeah, I kind of cut down again. I was tempted to go this morning, but I'm like, nah, fuck it, no more McDonald's, no more Mickey D's. I'm sure it's great in Nebraska and everything, but they can't do it. By the way, no more Shane Dawson. You should be wearing horror-themed Halloween-y stuff in October. But, yeah. And you should be watching horror movies and shit, too. But hopefully Nebraska and all these places aren't as afflicted. I don't know. I also had some nice conversations the other day as I was going on my walk, venting, and someone was there to listen. And they know who they are. Much appreciated. And, yeah. Just comparing notes about exes and shit. It's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? And I guess sometimes people just have to vent, and sometimes we can't, you know, we don't want to burden everyone and anyone. So it just so happens that the universe sends you somebody that you can listen to and talk to. And so thanks for that. Kind of needed it. I also needed to vent on the last episode because that show was, it sucked that week. Was shitty. Up until now, the anxiety has barely gone down. And I'm kind of glad it did. Although I am getting some weird texts, some weird, like, trying to get my attention texts. Like, okay, I don't need you to use Spotify or to stream music. I can get fucking music for free off YouTube, so I don't need to meter out or piecemeal attention to do stuff like that. I don't know, it's just weird, like, where there's like a barter system in friendships. I'm not talking about anyone specific, but I'm just saying, like, to try and guilt me into talking to someone because you can do me a favor. Like, the people that I care about, they know who they are, like Sam, Chris, and Samantha's so nice to reach out and try and call and everything, even from New York, and I've let her know, and hopefully whenever she does listen to this, she'll remind Chris and herself that they're super cool and super awesome, and I love them, and just people that I met, you know, four, almost 5 years ago, but they've still been an integral part of my life. The same with other Chris and Dave, who I think have just about moved to New York State. And I miss them, and I'm going to see them again soon. I really think I am, so. I don't know, it's just, shit's weird, it's ups and downs, but you stop and enjoy the good things, focus on the good things, like Tony Soprano said, you know, focus on the positive, accentuate the positive, he says. And then he goes off and fucking gambles and, you know, does everything wrong. But that's the plight of being a human being, is right from wrong. So, I don't know. I feel good today. I think I'm just going to end it at an hour. I'm not sure. If it sucks, let me know. If it doesn't, tweet, write, text. Alicia, what's up? Shane Dawson sucks. What's up to the homie Alex and his brother, Victor, their new, his new baby, Ladondo, and The Hoof, and Tommy L, Chills, Shivers, and Goosebumps, Cult of Dave podcast, BS Bitches with Jessica and Robin. Hopefully everything's cool. I got about a minute, so I'm just going to say, fuck that type of podcast where you self-identify as a promiscuous person. Oh, there it is. A promiscuous girl with the heart of gold. Fucking pretty woman over here. I'm not going to listen to that. I might, but guys, register to vote. Wash your hands, wash your ass. Vote next Tuesday if you can. I want that Vote Now sticker. I voted sticker. I want kittens. I want Halloween candy. I'm going to try and watch a shitload of the Howling movies and horror movies and feel better. I'm going to enjoy my pumpkin spice coffee. I'm going to listen to some fucking Van Halen. I'm going to do some yoga. I'm going to enjoy life. Choose life. Fucking This Is El Paso's best motherfucking podcast, bar none, undisputed. So until next time, this has been the Roaming Reigns podcast with your humble narrator Roman, saying al rato vatos, orale, laters.